This is All Things Considered on KUAR 89.1. I'm Michael Heplin. Services are being planned for legendary Arkansas broadcaster Bob Robbins. For more than three decades, he was the top-rated morning DJ on country music station KSSN, Kissin' 96. Robbins, whose real name was Bob Spears, died Saturday. He was 87 years old. He started in radio as a teenager with Armed Forces Radio in Morocco, where his adopted father was serving in the military. He came to Little Rock in 1972 for a job at longtime Top 40 radio station KAAY.
Little Bitty Pretty One from the Big K, the Jackson 5. Hello there, Bob Robbins. And first, my first day on the Big K. And so doggone nice to have you along with us.
I met Bob Robbins 7 years ago at a reunion of former KAAY employees to mark the anniversary of the end of that station's run as a music station.
KAAY was the kind of radio station you could have so much fun, you could do so many things, and radio's just changed a lot in that type of delivery. But I have a lot of love for that station. I always will. It's been off the air as far as KAAY that I knew and worked with for 30 years. But the memories live on, and that's what we're here tonight for, and I love it.
After KAAY, Robbins went to Little Rock country music station Kissin' 96. At the event in 2015, he shared a story about a mishap while recording a newscast, which resulted in a string of profanities making their way on the air.
Went into the news, mispronounced a word, and had the damnedest cussing spree I've ever had. I mean, I laid it down pretty heavy.
Yeah, but you can erase that.
I thought it erased. I take it over to Sonny. He put it into, we had those little carousels, and I started back, and I heard it's 2 o'clock. KSSN Little Rock, blah, 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 blah. God. And I was trying to run, but my legs wouldn't take me. But we found out we had a bunch of listeners that day.
They all picked up the telephone.
Only three old women demanded that I make an apology. That's God's truth. Yeah. So that helped me a lot, I think.
Joining me to share a little more about Bob Robbins and his background is Kyle Massey, assistant editor of Arkansas Business, who has written quite a bit over the years about media. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Michael.
So tell me first about the impact Bob Robbins had. He did mornings at Kissin when Kissin was by far the number one rated station. I think something like a 30 share, which meant like about a third of the listening audience was listening to the station. Talk about just the impact having that kind of an audience listening and how significant he was in radio in Arkansas.
Well, Michael, I really believe that he was the voice of country music and that he helped make country music the music radio format of Arkansas. Now, that was a time when country radio was surging. In those days, that was Urban Cowboy had come out. And I think 1980, there were new stars in country music, George Strait. There were others. But Bob Robbins came to sort of epitomize that time. And he had an easy way with his listeners, a very sort of warm relationship with his listeners, and I think that was one of the keys to his longevity.
Yeah, he wasn't necessarily a big dynamic personality, was someone who was very comfortable for listeners.
Right. I think he was the kind of guy that sort of epitomized a guy you'd want to have coffee with or have a beer with. One of those announcers that really build value over time for a radio station and give them a reason to keep them on the air, you know, for years on end.
One thing that happened in Bob's life was he was nearly beaten to death at one point after changing clubs, which he had been kind of surfing as an MC at. And I understand that really endeared Bob to the audience. Tell the story here about how he came to be attacked by a couple of guys with baseball bats.
Right. He was attacked outside the radio station. In those days, it was out on Financial Center in West Little Rock. And he was leaving the station, and he was attacked by a man with a baseball bat. Others were getaway drivers. I think his jaw was crushed. He was in the hospital for months. He spent months getting back to work, and then years not really happy to talk about it. It was a terrible thing, but I think that his fans did miss him while he was gone. It became a major news story. The man who owned the rival club that he had left, his name was Bob Trout. He was a Benton businessman. He had hired these fellows to attack Bob Robbins, and eventually went to prison for it. And I think that the fans were with Bob Robbins through thick and thin. This happened in 1982, I believe. And of course, for years and years, he was still number one on Kissin' Radio. I think it was amazing how long his run as the number one DJ was. And I think that played into it. As I say, he didn't like to recall it, but every one of his fans seemed to recall it, you know.
Well, finally, radio has changed a lot since then, primarily deregulation. And he was actually fairly open about this around people, not necessarily on the air, but the corporatization of radio. Most stations were locally owned up until the 1990s, when deregulation allowed large corporations to gobble up every major signal, commercial radio station, and that changed the industry a lot. How do you think Bob Robbins will be remembered in terms of when you look at what radio is today?
Yeah, I think I even talked to him about that back in 2017. He lamented the fact that almost every commercial radio station is owned by one of a handful of corporate chains. Of course, he was working for iHeartMedia, so he recognized that, you know, he was kind of lucky and sort of a rarity to still be on the air. But he said that what was lost was the local connection. He said, you can't tell your listeners a storm is rolling through town if you're not in town. And I think that sort of summed him up in a way. He wanted to talk to the people because he was one of them, and they certainly felt that way.
That's Kyle Massey, assistant editor of Arkansas Business, who wrote a profile on Bob Robbins in 2017. Kyle, thanks very much.
You're very welcome, Michael. Thanks for having me.
And at the reunion of former KAAY employees 7 years ago, Bob Robbins said this about the current state of corporate radio.
Wherever you go, whatever you do in this crazy world of radio, always keep a smile on, because it'll make the people out there feel a lot better. And if you get some sunshine, it'll make your teeth look a lot prettier too. So keep a smile on, keep your head up, and the hell with big corporate radio. But when you walk out this door, if you said I said that, you're a damn liar.
Among the many honors Bob Robbins received was in 1996, when he was named Broadcast Personality of the Year by the Country Music Association. A key charity for him was collecting toys for needy kids through the Toy Hill Drive. After the 2015 event, Bob Robbins told me this.
Everybody, thank you for listening all the years. I love you all, and it's just always a pleasure to be able to be a part of people's lives. And I hope that somewhere along the line, I've made other folks think, I'd like to be in that business. I'd like to have that fun, and I'd like to carry that message to everybody.
Visitation will be Thursday evening from 4 to 8 at First Landmark Missionary Baptist Church in Sheridan. The funeral service will be there Friday at 10 a.m. Both are open to the public. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.